Many corn and soybean producers are harvesting or getting ready to harvest, and seed experts say that's when producers realize if they need to make changes for the next year. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Different geographies, different soil types, different fertility levels, and the always variable weather can determine if the seed varieties used in 2018 should be considered again next year. We'll hear from agronomist Jeff Berndt with Renk Seeds next on Managing for Profit. Jeff Berndt is an agronomist and seed specialist for Renk Seeds working in South Central Minnesota. He tells Brownfield, when picking a soybean variety, it helps to know what conditions exist and what disease pressures might be there.
Some beans have more of an upright canopy and other ones are more bushy beans. You know, if white mold's an issue, if you got guys that are using a lot of manures, real high fertility, down in some peat ground, white mold can pretty much determine your destination. You want to be really selective on what soybeans to plant in those geographies.
So you might want to choose a bean plant that's a little thinner. And what about the row spacing then?
A lot of guys in my geography are at 30-inch rows, 20, 22s. With wider rows and selection, they're able to control problems that they had.
And Bert says if planting corn on corn, don't use the exact same seed variety the second year.
We always think it's important to switch genetics up just in case the previous year foliage and that sort of stuff has more disease issues, and you want to switch that up to a different genetics to give you better tolerance to the disease that's there. Another factor is if you're going corn on corn, we're strong promoters of smart stack corn. That way you got rootworm control, corn borer control, you got the Roundup gene in there, and the smart stacks has two modes of action for rootworm, and that's an important factor doing the corn on corn.
Bert says when looking ahead to next growing season, remember some varieties phase out over time, and it's a good idea to try new varieties on a smaller scale before committing most of the acres to it.
I'm not one of those guys that says, oh, this is a brand new one, you need to plant all your acres to it. I feel that you need to plant what's working for you, and then at that point, continue planting those hybrids, but also take a look at this new stuff. This new stuff is brought out because in most geographies, it does yield better, has better characteristics, but we want to make sure it's right on your farm. So, you know, don't plant it all, but plant some of this new stuff because 90% of the times it'll work, and that 10% of the time, if you planted all of it to your acres, that 10% might be what you don't want. But definitely continue what you're using, but bring on some of this new stuff.
Bert also says cash flow might be tight, but this is the time of year to get cash discounts on seeds and other inputs, which will lower that cost of production and help guarantee getting the exact products the farmer wants before supplies are gone. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.